the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Roz, Deepa has entered the room. Hello, Deepa.
Hi. Wow, you made me sound so special. Like I entered the room like it's a big deal or something.
Well, it is a big deal. The DMs are always a big deal.
Good. I'm glad.
Fight.
Right? It's like Mortal Kombat in here. Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
So the first one comes from Sally. And Sally says, I cannot believe that you had to explain your F1 jacket to Roz and Mocha. Please ask them what sports they follow. Are they into any? If so, what are they?
So last week when Deepa was here, she was wearing a jacket that was like fully logoed up.
Right. It looked like a race car.
And
like
she admitted that she's like a big F1 fan.
Yeah, right. Love F1.
Right, right. So what's the question? What sports are we into?
Yeah, what sports are you into?
Sports?
Or do you follow?
I mean, I watch hockey. I like combat sports. I've been a boxing fan my whole life.
Oh.
I used to be super into NFL, but it was way too consuming for me. And then as far as basketball goes, I will watch playoff basketball, but I won't watch regular season basketball.
Fair.
Yeah, and number one for me is basketball, and then like everything else trickles down below. Hockey, mixed martial arts, stuff like that.
Yeah, like boxing and fighting to me, I always enjoy watching that. Even when it's a terrible fight, I still enjoy watching that stuff. I think it was like 2 years ago, I did not miss a single Leafs game like all year.
Really?
Yeah, no, my schedule just worked where I would just like I would watch at least one period of almost every hockey game that they did throughout the regular season.
Hmm.
But I don't know if I don't know how deep I'm going to get back into hockey this year. I've been thinking about that. I may
really?
Actually
Why?
Take the year off.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really? No, I just feel like after all these seasons of like being hopeful, you're just let down every season. You're like, come on.
Also,
my
because
heart can only take so much.
Well, also because the last two seasons we've had have been shorter seasons, and I quite like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can do.
True.
I don't know if I
yes.
can do like a full season. It's too long, so I may dip in after New Year.
Okay.
I don't think I'm watching October, November, December hockey though.
Oh wow, damn,
yeah.
That's fair.
So go back to the F1 and your fascination.
Yes.
What is it about racing or specifically F1?
So it's actually a Netflix series that got me into F1. I don't know if you guys have heard of Drive to Survive.
Yes.
On Netflix?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't watched it yet, though.
You should totally watch it because before seeing that series, I'm like, oh, racing, it's the same crap over and over again. But the politics, the drama that goes on in the F1 world is so intense. I was like, how have I been missing this? So actually, after I watched that show, I started to watch every single race. Like, wake up at like 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, 3 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
I was going to say, isn't being an F1 fan kind of like being a soccer fan? Because all those big races happen like in the UK. So it's like Sunday morning at like 6, you're watching racing, right?
Yeah, it goes all around the world. They race in like Japan and Singapore. The last race was in Russia. So it's different time zones.
you know what? It's so funny. What you posted on IG.
Yeah.
On stories, like some, I don't know who it was.
Was Hamilton?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess he won a race.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't follow it.
Okay.
But what happened? Like, he won, and then she just, it was like her only Instagram story for the day was of Lewis Hamilton.
Yes. Okay. So this actually ties into the next question that came in from an anonymous person.
Oh.
They're like, hey, Deepa, who's your favorite F1 driver? Mine is Max Verstappen, that he races for Red Bull. Mine is Lewis Hamilton. So the reason I posted that was because he is the first F1 driver to win 100 races ever. Like, he smashed that record. I think the person in second, I could be wrong, is Michael Schumacher with like 60-something races. So, like, he killed that record. So I was like, yay, Lewis!
Isn't there a new Schumacher documentary on Netflix that just dropped? Yeah.
It was okay. Yeah. It was like 2 hours long, and I was like, this really doesn't need to be 2 hours long. But
Wow, for that man's career, huh? You don't think Michael Schumacher deserves 2 hours?
I mean,
wow, look
I'm
at you, Deepa.
I did fall asleep. Wow. So.
And your husband's like big time in racing too, right?
So actually, our wedding video at the reception was an F1 themed wedding video.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
What does that mean?
I can send you a YouTube
video.
Link. There's a really famous movie called Rush.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, so Dalal's brother learned how to deep fake and deep fake like Dalal's face on the actors and redid all of the voiceovers and they made it. Yeah, it was so sick. And they like made it into this like this love story with an F1. Like Shem was there.
Jeez.
He was there. And I was just like, what? He took eight months to make this video for us.
Wow.
It was insane.
Wow. It was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
Really? Yeah.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
So it was, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's true love.
Okay. That is true love.
Yes.
Right, we got time for one more, Deepa.
Okay. The next one says, no more Roz sexy talk.
What?
I'm trying to wake up and be productive, people. So Roz, the real question here is, are you actually trying to use your sexy voice to distract people in the morning?
Oh, I thought they wanted everybody in the room to stop talking about how sexy I was.
No.
Oh, that's not what
you
meant about sexy talk.
I have never started that conversation.
I don't know.
Just for the record.
You may never have started it, but you've ended it a couple of times. You know what I'm saying?
That's what she said.
He heard what he wanted to hear.
I think that what she's referring to is when we were doing the sleep test, when I was trying to put these guys to sleep with that military technique. That four-step process.
Very successful. Shem fell asleep, by the way.
Yes, he did. You guys were both jackasses. It was a complete disaster. But yeah, I was trying to walk people through like a meditative sort of sleep guide.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sort of like lower your voice and you whisper a little bit.
But throughout the show, other times, you kind of get into that mode with that.
That is very true.
I just get so tired.
Oh, so it's not a sexy thing. It's just like I'm pooped.
What you may hear as me trying to be sexy is me being done.
Oh. That's like all show.
Wow, and sometimes that happens way early in the show.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes I realize at like 10 after 6, I'm just done with today.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
Hello, Deepa.
Hello.
What do we got today?
This is a really sweet comment. This comes from Zuzu. Just wanted to say that you guys are absolutely amazing, and I listen to you guys every single day, and it makes my day. Much appreciated.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I really like the name, too, Zuzu. That's a cool one. Next one is from Britt. This is a good one. Imagine Roz and Mocha switched bodies for a day, like a Freaky Friday situation. Do you think you would survive with each other's families? And do you think they would notice? Like, for example, Roz, you would have to eat dinner at 4 o'clock for Jenna not to get suspicious. That's a really good one. I like that one.
Yeah, but Mocha would also have to stay up until 11.
You stay up until 11?
Yeah, that's not happening for me.
How many hours of sleep do you get?
I go to bed at 11. I wake up at 3:45.
That's not that long.
What?
Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah.
It's a habit.
I think Jenna would be tipped off immediately, and I think Catherine would be tipped off immediately, because I think that if Mocha was in my body and walked in the house, he would most likely walk in the house in a good mood.
Right? Wait. Reenact a scenario when you walk in.
Yeah, like I would walk like in and immediately go to Catherine.
Yeah.
And like big hug, big kiss.
I do that.
Aww.
I do that.
Tell me about your day.
I don't do that.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. He's like, no, tell me about your dreams.
Right, like make a coffee and sit there and listen to her tell me about her day so far and then be like, okay, well, what do you want to do today?
What?
Right.
That's so lovely.
Yeah, that would be the end of it right there. Yeah, I think that's how we would get found out. And and then I would go to Mocha's house and Jenna would be like, hey, Mocha, how was your day? And I'd go, it was fine. And then that would be the end of it.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and then
we did this funny thing on the show or we had this awesome caller.
She'd say what Catherine always says, which is like, what does that mean? Fine, like, what'd you do on the show? And I'd go, I don't remember.
But is it because your schedule is so long? Because like you do this, then you do ET Canada.
Correct.
So when you get home, you're probably just like, wah, wah, like totally done with everything, right?
I don't like talking about work, right? It doesn't interest me when I go home. Like I have no desire to sort of like go home, whether it's a good day or a bad day, especially if it's a bad day. Like I just never go home and unload, right? Like I don't get the joy. I don't get the benefit of that. I know some people do where they need to vent. It's very helpful to vent sometimes, especially when you have somebody who's great to vent to, where they don't try to minimize your feelings and they don't try to offer advice that's not needed. Sometimes you need to shut up and listen. Mm-hmm. Like I understand the benefit of that. I don't benefit from it. I don't enjoy venting. I don't enjoy talking about my day. Like when I get home, the last thing I want to do is talk about what I've just done for 13 hours. I'd rather talk about what we're going to do for the rest of the night. Mm. Right?
What else we got, Deepa?
Next comes from Cassandra. Oh, Cassandra. I've now heard Shem sing a few times on the radio. That Grace Kelly challenge made me, quote, excited. Wow, oh my God. And my husband was very jealous. Wondering
steal
if
your
he
girl.
Can. Yeah. Shit, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Steal Your Wife. Apparently.
Yeah.
Wondering if he can sing me another song. I'll close my eyes and pretend that he's just singing to me directly. So anything like Let's Stay Together or All My Life or My Girl. She has a full list of songs.
What? You know what I'm realizing? You know what I realize? Marriage means nothing to this audience, huh?
No, nothing.
Not anymore.
Nothing. Nothing.
Cassandra wants to listen to Shem sing when her husband's not around.
And while she's closing her eyes, visualizing Shem with her. So.
Okay, go. I don't know if you're prepared for the Shem, but feel free.
Do we have any like music?
What about All My Life? That's a beautiful song.
Casey and JoJo All My Life?
Is that what that is? Casey
and JoJo?
That's a real nice song.
Hold on.
Oh,
okay.
Cassandra's getting the full works today.
Please.
This is exciting.
Do you know the words to this, Shem? You know that off by heart? You do, huh?
Yeah. I've sung it too.
You know. A stud.
Stud. Be real. Mm-hmm. How many women have you sung this song to before?
Mm. I've sung it to one girlfriend before.
Okay.
At a talent show. A group of friends and I, we sat on like stools and dressed in all white suits and did like Boys to Men.
Yeah.
We did it before.
And did everyone in the gym go nuts?
Listen, we didn't have a problem with dates back then.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready for this.
This guy, huh?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Cassandra.
All right, Cassandra, this is for you, okay? Here we go.
Jeez.
I will never find another lover sweeter than you, sweeter than you. And I will never find another lover more precious than you, more precious than you. Girl, you are close to me, you're like my mother. Close to me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my sister. Close to me, you're like my brother. You are the only one, you're my everything. And for you, this song I sing, you're all my life.
Ooh, sing.
I pray for someone like you. And I thank God that I finally found you. You're all my life. I pray for someone like you. And I hope that you feel the same way too.
Damn!
That's all I got, though. Please don't be upset.
I don't know.
Mr. Steal Your Wife.
I don't know what it is, but I ain't going to make love to something soon.
Find us in the DMs, y'all. Deepa's in charge. Yeah, we'll do this again.
Have to after that.
Wow.
Roz and Mocha's DM. Deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
All right, yo. Deepa is here, and it's time to go through some of the DMs that we're getting from you guys.
What do we got today, Deepa?
Okay. I love this first question. This comes from Ashley. What's one type of food that makes you run to the bathroom? Mine is Indian food.
You know, I only have one. Well, I shouldn't say that. McDonald's. I don't eat McDonald's.
Oh.
And I used to eat McDonald's all the time. And then I stopped And then it had been about 10 years. And then I went back and I had something from McDonald's. And then I literally, it was instantaneous. It was
really?
Like out jumped the devil. Like wow. it needed to get out of my body.
Oh, was it, is it like the grease or
no,
what?
I don't know what it was, but oh. It was a possession. But for me, for me, and don't get me wrong, McDonald's is delicious. Yeah. For me, the only weird thing that is ever where I know it's going to happen is sausage pizza. That's it.
Seriously?
I can eat any other kind of pizza. I can eat sausage on their own. But for me, for some weirdo reason, sausage pizza, I am like, I'm on the clock.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's the only thing that's ever done that.
Yeah, I don't have like a specific food, but it is like in line with all of that. It's anything greasy, like heavy, heavy grease.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need a bathroom stat.
Mm-hmm. Really? See, yeah. I can eat all the grease. It doesn't matter.
No.
Like
if it's excessive grease.
Yeah. I miss double quarter pounders with cheese and mac sauce so much.
Just like do
that
it.
Was
my that my order, my McDonald's order was always double quarter pounder with cheese with mac sauce and then 20 McNuggets.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
A biggie fries, because back in the day, you can remember you could order biggie?
No.
Right? Yeah, it was a biggie fries. Uh-huh. It was a biggie fry and a biggie Coke. And that was my order. And I used to go home at like 1-2 o'clock in the morning and just lay it all out on the table and eat everything. Oh. All
like
of
you're
it.
Counting your Vegas winnings?
Yes. Yes. That was, I miss double quarter pounder with cheese with mac sauce.
Well, I just can't have it now.
But like, you know, we've learned on the show that you're okay with eating in the bathroom. So I feel like you eat it while you're on the toilet and then it goes in, it comes out right away.
Like I'm some sort of factory?
Yeah,
like,
why not?
Because I need to be efficient with
so
that,
you,
right?
Yeah, like you get to enjoy it, but you also do your business.
Saver.
Yeah.
Do you have any foods like that, Deepa?
Oh my God, yes. Thai food. But this
any
is like,
Thai food?
No, like extra spicy hot Thai food. So I have a really bad So this
good thing
is,
y'all got that bidet at home, huh?
I know. But this is from like years ago. So I almost ruined the Lal's proposal because we went out for dinner the night before and I ordered like hot and spicy soup from this Thai restaurant.
Mm.
And I was totally fine the entire night. The next morning when I woke up, the amount of times I
wow. Yo, Deepa, language girl.
Like, yo.
Oh my God. Like it was so bad. All the colors of the rainbow were coming out. And I was
now.
Like, what did I eat?
Right.
So then I didn't realize he was planning to propose that day.
Bobby.
No, yeah, so true. Yeah. So then my friend was actually in on the proposal and she's a photographer and she's like, hey, I need to take pictures of you for my portfolio. I'm applying to a new job. And we had scheduled it for that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I messaged her and I'm like, girl, like I'm not feeling too well. I don't know if I could make it. And then she's messaging him on the other side being like, she said she's sick. So then the whole day I'm just like on the toilet. Just all my insides are coming out.
Did he come down and get on one knee while you were on the toilet?
No.
Oh.
And
then, that's why I thought I was going to.
Like knock on the door. Hey, are you dead in there? No.
Oh, no.
And then finally like hours later, I was like, hey, because I felt so bad. I promised I was going to help her.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I'll make it. I'll do my best. And I'm praying on the subway. Like,
you
nothing
took the
leaks
subway.
Out.
You went down in the tubes.
Yeah.
When
I
you
went
have to
downtown
do that. Wow.
In the tubes. And I was fine. We did our thing. He ended up getting to propose and whatever. But like just on his
whatever.
End.
Yeah, whatever. Right?
But
yeah, it was a real special moment.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I like that. And also you said he got to do his thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what a terrible way to remember your proposal.
It was a great proposal. Just keep in mind the whole time I was praying that I didn't have to
Yeah, you're all dehydrated and yeah. What else
Sorry,
you got?
That is it. Next one here is from Alex. How did you all meet your significant others?
I think we've talked about this like a couple times. You want to go first?
Yeah. Catherine and I met like at we had seen each other a couple of times, like around, and then we never spoke. But then we met at I guess like a club. Like, yeah, just regular.
Oh.
Yeah.
all good love, sir.
Yeah. But she was so much shorter. She's so much shorter than me, and I'm so tall that when you talk, it's very difficult in a loud room, right? So there was lots of touching and stuff within the first couple of minutes.
Hey, baby, come
a little
bit closer.
Yeah, because you got to put your hand on her back, and then your heads turn weird, and like your lips almost touch. Like all this stuff happens like very early on, but it's all accidental, right?
How is it accidental if she's like two feet shorter than you?
Because I have to bend down. So when I bend down, she's going up on her tippy toes. So we're both like out of our depths and sort of off balance, right?
Yes,
so there's just a lot. There was a lot of touching going on, which was real wonderful.
Wow.
Like really wonderful. Wow. Yeah. That first conversation we had was, there was a lot of touching. It was awesome.
So I don't know if you know this, Deepa, but Jenna, mm-hmm. my wife, used to work here.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
She used to be our, collectively, like if you were working here back in the day, she used to be our HR rep.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we were, like she'd been our HR rep for, I don't know, like maybe 2 years until at an outside of work gathering party that we were at is when we actually started talking.
Wow.
And then started dating. And we had to keep the relationship a secret for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, when in our situation, when you are to disclose your relationship with a coworker to your manager, you also have to disclose to your HR rep.
Seriously?
And my HR rep is Jenna.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you're just like, hey, babe, we're dating.
Yeah. So I told, and then like we told people and then it was fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
She was our HR rep here. And then, and that's how we met. And we kept it a secret.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
To keep that a secret for 6 months.
I think it was about 6 months, maybe less.
That's hard.
Yeah. And these are the conversations that come out of the DMs that you send to us. So keep coming in. They are wide open. Deepa checks them. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Thanks, Deepa.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, this will be interesting, as it always is.
Wow.
Deepa's here and armed with a bunch of DMs.
Yeah. Do you guys get nervous every time I walk in the room?
You know what I don't like about you?
What?
Is...
What?
I'm kidding. But I look at you and what it seems like to me is that you get great joy in living by the sort of motto of anything you can say, I can say it in a way that'll hurt. You know what I mean?
False.
Like you just get this joy.
I can never read you right.
No, you just get this joy in, especially when people write really negative and hurtful things. Like you just say it with such whimsy, you know what I mean? Like there's no sense of like holding back or anything like that. So anyway, go ahead.
First one comes from Steven. Roz and Mocha, whenever we're road tripping, whether it's a cottage or a Nova Scotia or even the countryside, my kids always ask to put on your podcast. I can't leave home without loading a buttload of them. And basically it's an inseparable part of the trip. So I got to ask, do you have any rituals or things you always do during a road trip?
Good
question.
Jeez.
Do you even road trip?
Not now, but like when I was a kid, we used to road trip all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like a road trip. It's been very difficult the last like couple of years to go anywhere. We rented an RV, but I think that is my new thing though. I think that once a year we're going to now do an RV trip because we did one this past summer and it was incredible. It is so much flippin' fun.
Where did you guys go?
But for somebody who doesn't like to leave home and like go and do anything anywhere and at any time.
Yeah.
That's like a portable house.
It's
though.
A house.
Yeah, I guess.
On wheels.
But you still have to drive it.
Catherine drove it.
Oh! Okay. Ross is like, babe, you gotta do it.
Catherine drove.
I retract my statement.
Catherine drove. No, but I'll tell you what's great about RVing is that when you are in like a car and you're road tripping and your legs get a little tired or you get a little hungry or you whatever it is, right? The great thing about an RV is like we pulled into a Harvey Swiss Chalet parking lot because Rox was hungry. I was a little snacky, everything else. And the girls just waited in the RV. And then I went in, got everybody's order, bagged it all up, brought it out. And like you bring it back out to the car, but you're all sitting at like a dining table inside,
yeah,
right? With like a table and like you can like, it's social. It's like, so dinner happens as opposed to eating fast food in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes the experience of everything. And you recharge so much faster than when you do if you're just like driving in a car, because you just have that freedom, right?
Yeah.
And you can also go back and take a nap if you get a little sleepy. Like it's really great. RVing is going to be, it will be the thing that we now do once a year.
Really?
Guaranteed.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm all RV all the time now.
My like fondest memory is just like finding a KFC anytime we were on a road trip and getting that big bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
You pull over on the side of the road, or you pull up at the service station or whatever, or just like any fast food that's there. You sit up at a picnic table with the family.
Yeah.
Like that was like one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Mm.
And of course, as a kid, like falling asleep in the backseat of the car.
That's the best. With your own pillow from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While my dad's driving. Did you and your family do road trips at all growing up?
Our like longest road trip was to like Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's a drive.
That's like an hour and a half away. But the worst part was being the youngest kid, I was always in the middle. So I hated any time they're like, let's go for a drive. And I'm like, crap, seriously? Because then like I'm stuck between, I have two elder brothers.
Right.
And they're huge. And I'm stuck between them the whole time. But now Thalal really loves road trips. So now we're starting to get into it. But like my ritual is not driving because I'm like, to be honest, I freak out because I think I've told you guys this before. The car that we have is manual. And like, I still feel like I'm not 100% comfortable with it yet. So when I'm on the highway and I have to downshift, I just panic. And if he's asleep, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I just keep accelerating. So
you just go, your fix is to go faster?
Yeah, change lanes. Like if someone's too slow in front of me, accelerate and change lanes.
You mean standard? Wow.
Yeah, manual.
Yeah, manual.
Oh, like, right. Yeah.
So like the shifting and all that stuff. So I just like to be driven, I'll be honest. Yeah,
fair enough, girl. Fair enough.
Yeah, what else we got?
This comes from Megan. I'm listening to reruns of the podcast, and on episode 202, where Roz gets a truck full of meat for his birthday, I'm curious, as his birthday is coming up again soon, if he finished all the meat for Maury and Mocha and his brother,
right.
And has he bought a chest freezer in anticipation of this year's birthday?
That's a really great question.
Because last year, literally everybody you knew gave you
meat.
All sorts of meat.
Yeah. I got through a lot of it. There was something that my brother gave me that I didn't get through. There was something that Maury gave me that I didn't get through. I think that some of the part of Maury's box that he got me, I think that there was chicken breasts in there that were kind of like a maple flavored.
Ooh.
And I don't eat maple,
right?
I don't like that flavor. So that I think was the only thing, but everything else I got through. Like,
wow.
I just, plowed through. And
how long did it take?
I probably defrosted that last steak that came in Maury's box maybe like a month ago,
really?
2 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But you have to understand that like I am buying groceries and everything else in between all of this too, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's just when I have nothing and I'm like, oh, I'll just take a steak out tonight or I'll just take a whatever out tonight. It's I always like having those reserves there, right?
So,
but as far as a freezer goes, last year on my birthday was still at sort of like the height of COVID and you couldn't find any of those freezers anywhere because everybody bought them up.
Yep.
So I'll probably get one this year.
So there you go. Maybe we'll chip in to get you your own freezer.
No, I'm fine. I can buy my own freezer. I don't need a meat freezer.
I'm looking for ideas for you for your birthday this year.
No, Mocha.
You want more meat for your freezer?
Yeah. No, I don't know if I could do another year of meat. I may need to do like a year of, I don't know, asparagus or something.
Vegetables.
A year of meat just did me in.
These are the DMs that you send to us, the conversations that take place. Deepa is in charge, so whatever you send to us, we'll go directly to her, and we'll do this on the radio again.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
All right, y'all. Deepa is back. Whole bunch of DMs to go through today, Roz.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Okay, first one comes from Harms, and Harms says, was just listening to the podcast. Roz mentioned that his partner, Catherine, had the biggest impact on his life. And I just wanted to say that that is so beautiful to find a love like that in your life. It is so genuine. Good for him. But also, Mocha is still my favorite. And I'm so glad Deepa is part of the show. She's awesome.
I mean?
Mocha's his favorite. Or his or her favorite.
Bloody, yeah.
Yo, that's
what
nice
do I always say? What
though.
Do I always say about Deepa's motto is anything you can say, I can say it in a way that hurts your feelings.
Wait, what do you I said that in the most pleasant, lovely, loving way.
And then you moved on.
But you moved on. Yeah. Like you propped me up and
then moved right on. I'm sorry.
It was all in the setup too.
Yeah, it was just the setup. I was the setup to the punchline, but I was also the punchline, which congratulations, that is not easy to do.
Yay!
Right? It's not easy.
All right, let's move on. Next DM, please.
Wait, what? Don't you want to respond to that? Like, okay. Sorry, Harm. My bad.
No, I don't. Okay.
You meant no harms.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one comes from Jason. Which part of your body smells the worst?
Like currently or generally?
Maybe generally.
Oh, I would say...
Armpits?
Yeah, I would say either armpits or, I mean, I would say that my hands smell more frequently than my armpits.
Your hands?
Just from cooking.
Oh,
right? But not the
like,
worst.
No, like,
it smells bad.
Oh, smells the worst. Yeah. I just meant like a strong smell. Oh, which smells the worst? Oh, like if anything's going to start to smell.
But you're not smelling your ass. No, but sometimes
if you're like out and you're working hard and you're doing all this stuff, like when you can smell it from your own face, right? Like,
yeah, I've never had that.
You know what I mean? Like you sit down a little too hard and it comes shooting up the back of your pants. And you know what I mean? Like that smell from working too hard.
You know what? Yes, I've had that actually.
Every now and then. But I think that if something's going to stink, it's going to be pits, right? Like you forget to put deodorant on. You're just doing your thing and then shirt ruined.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you find that even when you put your deodorant on, you still sweat straight through it?
On a day where you're like outside and it's like really, really humid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're putting in work.
Yeah.
And you're really sweating, I would say yes.
Yeah. For me, it's my armpits.
Your armpits.
Yeah. I'm sweating profusely right now. Like if I lift my arms up, there's probably a stain. So
Do they smell or are you just sweaty?
No, they smell.
They smell.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
Not it.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you think I'm going to get in there?
I'm not going to smell my armpits.
Why don't you just waft? Go like this.
What are we getting here today?
Anything?
Well, you're far away from me. We're separated by plexiglass.
Actually,
not that bad.
It smells like vanilla today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's good. It hasn't worn off yet, which is a good sign.
If something is going to, like, if I forget deodorant right after a shower, I have a window of like maybe 3 or 4 minutes and then I'll have to go shower again because I just start sweating immediately.
Wow.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Deepa.
Yes.
Yeah. Your husband, Talal.
Yes.
What smells on him the most?
I've never noticed anything. Like, I don't go and smell
him. If you
say
anything other than armpits, you've said too much.
Belly button. No, I'm just kidding.
Ew.
It's probably. Ew. I'm just kidding.
Have you smelled your husband's belly button before?
No, I haven't. That was a joke. Probably armpits, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really.
Okay, so he's not like a smelly guy.
No, definitely not.
He's like doing stuff outside and he comes back in.
Are you the stinky one in the couple?
Maybe a little bit more. I think I sweat a bit more. Yeah. So I think I am.
You're the stinky one in the couple.
Kind of sad to admit. Yeah,
yeah, every couple has one.
I am.
It's you.
Yeah, it's me too.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, good. See, we're on the same page. Yeah. Something in common.
All right, next.
This
is super uncomfortable right now.
It's making me sweat even more. This is not good for me. Next one comes from Thermini. Hi, Deepa, Roz, and Mocha. I was listening to episode 50 of the podcast and lost it when Roz started roasting chiropractors. My sister is a chiro, and she was very disappointed in Roz when he said that, but somehow he is still her favorite. Okay.
I don't want my day ruined, so I'm not going to say anything about chiropractors. I've said enough about chiropractors. When you say something about a chiropractor, my God, they come after you.
Yes.
It's like saying something about Scientology,
right?
They get very, very, very defensive, okay? They get very defensive.
All I'm
saying is that, okay, most of y'all went to school in a mini mall, right?
Oh, I really hope you wouldn't have said that.
No.
And I'll tell you why. I'm going to see a chiropractor today, and I only just found out.
I'm joking.
I never met him before, and I only just found out that he listens to the show.
Oh, my God.
I'm meeting him for the very first time today, bro.
Okay.
Also, I'm just saying, I'm joking, okay? I'm joking.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Thank you. You know me. I don't like anybody touching anything on me,
okay?
I don't like massages. I don't believe in chiropractic. I don't. None
Is
of that
because
stuff.
Your butt smells so much?
No.
What?
Listen, if a chiropractor could fix that, I'd go lie on their bed and let them.
You go to any mini mall across the country.
They can hit me with whatever hammer they want to hit me with.
Okay? Find us in the DMs. Deepa gets them. She's in charge, and these are the conversations that happen. Thank you, Deepa.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.